now and again, I wonder who gave me a mic. And then, then I remember I bought my own damn mic and people signed up to listen to me on purpose. So, hi, welcome back. How are you? How are you this week? I would like to know how you are this week. You could tell me. You could get into my inbox and you could tell me how you are this week, because I would love to hear.
Because the trauma of infertility doesn't just go away. Hi, welcome to Diagnosis Infertility. I'm Andrea. I'm a health and life coach, an infertility warrior, and I want to normalize the trauma associated with infertility, but also make you laugh out loud at least once. If you are trying to wrap your head around fertility, maybe you have experienced infertility in the past, maybe you're worried about it in the future, or you're currently in the freaking trenches going through it right now, or maybe someone close to you is, then this podcast is for you. Here we are all about being raw, telling it how it is, and giving you real action items to support your mental, emotional, and physical health. Because girlfriend, it's about all three. Okay, let's get started.
This is episode 49, by the way. So next week is episode 50, which I think is bonkers, because do you ever feel like you have this dream and this idea and there's no way that could ever happen. There's no way that could ever be me. And then you get out of your own head and you think, hey, I could do this and I could go for it. And you just do. And it's really hard and it's really uncomfortable and you're really nervous. But you just show up day in and day out for it. And there's some rocky spots. And then there's some really great spots. And then you're here a year later and you're going to release episode 50 and it's pretty freaking awesome. I remember, God, this isn't even close to what we're supposed to talk about today. That's okay, because I own the podcast. This is my podcast. I can do whatever I want. I remember feeling like I always wanted to have a podcast. I just have so much that I want to say to people. And I feel like just with my life experiences and my outlook on life, I feel like I encourage people, and I've always felt like I've encouraged people. So I thought, let's put it on air so people can hear. Anyway, I just never thought it could be a thing, and I never thought it was going to be a thing, but I kept praying about it. And then all of a sudden I signed up for this podcasting course and I just did it and I went for it. And am I this huge, big, national, iconic success? No, but I don't really want to be that either. I thought I did. I thought I wanted to get like really good at this and kind of famous and people know who I was. I don't want that anymore. What I want is for women who connect with me to tune in and be encouraged and make their day easier, make their week easier, make maybe even their life a little bit easier, or maybe even just change the trajectory of like the one little thing that I've said or they heard or a little nugget of information that they got that stuck with them so that they can do life easier or do life better. And based on the feedback I've been getting from you and others in my life is that people are taking away small little nuggets. So it's pretty surreal here on the other end that knowing that there are listeners out there who are making this happen and continuing to make this happen. So it's about you and it's for you and it always has been. And the next episode, I am bringing on one of my very first clients and she's going to talk a little bit about her story and her successes and her fears. And that is how we're going to celebrate episode 50. So tune in. Can't wait for you to hear it. Okay. Are you interested or are you committed is our topic today. And the reason why I picked this is because I have felt like that sometimes us as women, we act like the victim and we kind of blame other people or other things or things outside of our control of why we maybe aren't taking action. And I've noticed that we don't always want to take ownership for our actions and we tend to make excuses every time we want to make a big move for ourselves. I call it the critter brain. If you coach with me, you'll hear me talk a lot about the critter brain, because the critter brain really likes things comfortable and the way things are, and the critter brain doesn't like change. So you might be thinking, like, when I ever try to eat healthy, my husband brings home a pizza, or my boss, you know, orders luncheon and it's Chipotle, which is full of cheese and gluten and all of these things. Or, like, I don't get my daily walk in because this person needed to meet or do this, or it was windy or cold, whatever it is. So I want to talk to you a little bit more about, like, are you interested in something, or are you actually committed to it? Because, like, signing up, showing up consistently, listening, talking the talk, and not taking actions. Are you interested, or are you committing? Like, are you signing up for things? Or are you content? Are you listening? Are you talking the talk and maybe not walking the walk? Maybe not taking action? So are you committed and taking action? There is this phenomenon that is going on, I feel like, with us women, me included. Like, I'm not exempt from this just because I have a health and life coach certification. That, like, we are very interested in things and we would really like more information on it. However, we're just not committed to it yet, which is fine. That's fine. We don't have to commit to things right away. I actually personally think that sometimes taking a little time to really consider what we want is great. That's okay. That's actually, like, encouraged, right? Think about it, weigh the pros and cons. What is it that you want? However, if you have taken that time and know that this is something that you want and you still aren't committing, then that's a problem. Well, maybe it's, like, not so much of a problem as it is, then it's not your time yet. And the problem comes to you thinking that it's your time. So what I'm saying is, if you've decided that this is something you really, really want, but you're not taking the action, then it's a problem to think that you're ready to be committed. Does that make sense? It just might not be your time yet. Or it could just be a problem because you've decided to not take action and think things are just going to happen for you. I don't really know. But here's the deal with, like, commitment. So when I work with someone, I won't even touch a goal, or I won't even work with a client. And it's kind of interesting when people realize that I might not even accept them as a client if they're not ready to, like, step into that commitment. So I really won't work with anyone in any capacity as far as coaching goes if their commitment level is under a 7. So a lot of times I'll have them rate, you know, between a 1 and a 10. So, like, 1 would be 0 commitment, like, totally content with life, and 10 being totally committed, I'm all in. If they say that they're a 7 or under, like, a 7, I talk a little bit about why the commitment is important, and that, you know, anything under that is not something that I feel like we should really be working on. Then I tell them, like, that I don't know if this is a good fit right now. I would really like you a little bit higher in your commitment. Because I just don't think they're going to be successful. And I'll be honest, it's a waste of time to work on something if your commitment is under a 7. And that might seem harsh, but as I told you from day one, I'm going to tell you how it is. And today, we're going to dig into it a little bit. Like, are you interested in something, or are you committed to it? Because those are two very different things in my book, or in my opinion. And I've done this long enough, and I've talked with enough people that I feel like there's some basis in fact and truth behind this. So let's break it down a little bit more. So when you're interested in something, it sounds appealing or enticing. It makes you want to, like, dig in just a little bit more. Like, what is this about? It makes you feel good to learn about it or hear about it. Like, something in you was hit, like something good, like a good something. Like, serotonin was released, or it made you feel good. So that's, like, being interested in something. And just because you're interested doesn't mean you're committed. That's why on Facebook events, it says interested, going, or can't make it. You know, those three options. The yes would be committed. The interested would be, I'm thinking about it, but I'm not quite ready to commit yet. And I really want to normalize how okay that is. It's okay to learn more about things before you want to commit. So committed would be that you are in. You have made the decision, yes or no, but you've made the decision and you are sticking with it. You know that it might be uncomfortable, but your want and your why is bigger than that discomfort. You are loyal to the decision. You are dedicated. You could say, I am wholeheartedly going after this. That would be commitment. That would be that you are all in. So why do I bring this up? Why do I feel like this is important? Well, there's a few reasons. One, you don't have to be committed to everything. You can enter into an interest without feeling the shame or the guilt of committing. Like at Costco, for example, when you are interested in eating the sample that they have and the human behind the table, like the sample table is telling you all about it, the price, the few details, where you can find it, and maybe you don't like it, or maybe you like it, but you aren't ready to buy it. And we get all weird and awkward, and sometimes we might even just like buy the item because we really don't want to seem rude. But you were just interested in the item. That's why it's a sample. If you were committed, you would have just bought it without trying it. I feel like so many of you are relating to me on this. And that's okay, right? So you don't have to commit. You enter into this relationship about the black bean burgers that are on sample at Costco because you're interested. I have never bought the black bean burgers, but I'm interested in trying the black bean burgers. I don't have to commit to it. I don't have to buy it. That is called being interested without having to commit. So if you need a tip on how to not buy it and not see room, next time you try the sample, you can say, thank you. I'll keep this in mind for next time, and then just keep walking on and moving on. You're going to be fine. So number two, like the second reason why I bring this up is you can dig deeper into an interest without jumping all the way in. This can be with anything. Like honor that you're interested and you can just dig in a little deeper without commitment. Right now, this is a really cool story or a really cool example, I feel like. I have a client who her homework this week is to figure out the first step of what adoption is going to be like or what it could be like. This doesn't mean that she is jumping right into adoption, right? She's not there yet. And they have a lot of work to do as a couple before they even do that. But she's interested. It has come up at least 3 times in conversation and she's interested. So why can't you pursue interest without commitment? Like, why can't you just look up? What does that mean? What would be the first few steps? And educate yourself. The answer is you can. You can be interested in research something and educate yourself on it without fully committing. That's what the beauty about interest is. You can look into it, but you can keep it on that same level. And number three, you aren't really ready to make the change or do the thing until you are committed. So the third reason why I'm bringing that up is because I feel like this is where it gets hard, is that it's okay that you're not ready to make the change because you're not committed. So don't rush yourself. Don't put shame on yourself. If you aren't ready, you aren't ready. And this is where I feel like we get so caught up, like, oh, I should be ready. Oh, I should get committed. Oh, I should do this. This is where a lot of that shame and guilt comes in. You can want something, but not be ready to make the change. And that's okay. The likelihood of you being successful without a commitment level of 7 or higher is honestly very rare in my book. You likely won't spend the money. You won't spend the time. You won't make the investment unless you are higher on the list. You need to want it more for you to go all in and accomplish this. It would be like if you really wanted to get on your $3,000 stationary bike that you have in your basement that doesn't get used. So you want to get on it once a week, but it's only a 5 or 6 on the commitment scale. You might get on your bike here or there, but it won't last. Not until it gets more important to you and higher on that commitment list will you start to enter into a habit and make it a priority. Because if you're not that committed to it, it's not that much of a priority. That's why if you've ever coached with me, there are a ton of scales I use. Like, where's your stress level at? Your importance, your commitment level, like all of that. We rate them and then we take action, or I have recommendations based on where you're at on that scale. And I'm not telling you this so that all of a sudden you want to commit to coaching or something like that. I'm telling you this because I'm seeing people hold themselves back quite often when they are interested in something but not ready to commit. Or I see people only half in on their decisions or commitments and then becoming upset with themselves that they don't manifest into something more. Like, you can want to run the marathon, but until you're committed to it, you're not going to dig in and really go after it until that commitment level is higher. Because when that commitment level is higher, I feel like the excuses really, really drop down. Okay. So where are you guys right now? Are you ready to commit to something, but just haven't yet? Are you too scared or afraid? Like, that will probably honestly be an entire podcast episode down the road when you are stopping or holding yourself back from what you really want because of fear. But pin that. But today, are you ready to commit or are you just interested? Neither way is right or wrong, but learning where you're at might save you some guilt and shame that you put on yourself. Or maybe it will give you permission to look into something more without feeling the need to commit. Or maybe this is the push you've wanted to, yes, I'm committed. I want to do this. Or maybe if it's even going to be like clarity for you why maybe your habits or these like little personal goals you've set haven't been successful. Like, how committed are you to doing this? How much do you want to do this? Because that spot, like when you're committed, sometimes it doesn't matter the barrier in the way. You're going to figure it out and move past it. Because the one thing I know is that when someone is committed to something, they will do whatever it takes to make that happen. For me, when I'm committed to showing up for my Bible study, it's on my calendar. I shift things. I make it work. When I'm not, I easily let an excuse come up and get me out of it. You know, and it could be like this for anything, right? Like, oh, it's the finances. Or like I said earlier, my boss brought in pizza when I tried to eat healthy. Or there are always sweets in the break room. Or it's too hot to go on the walk. Or it's too windy, rainy, etc. When you're committed, you don't care about the barriers. You take ownership of the commitment and you take action. When you aren't committed, you make excuses. And all of this is okay. Like, excuses are okay. But if you want the results, you are going to have to change the things you do in order to get the results you want. So how committed are you to doing that?
Thank you for listening in today. I hope it inspired you, or maybe you awkwardly snorted out loud. Either way, totally cool. Now listen, those of us who really need to hear something like today's episode might need a gentle nudge to tune in. Please, if you know anyone that would benefit from today's episode, please text it to her right now. And remember, you are not a mess. You are brave for trying. Can't wait to talk soon.